Constellation. Hello, and welcome to Soulful Wildflowers, a podcast where we explore topics and modalities to help raise your vibration, strengthen your internal guidance system, and your connection with self. I'm Carrie, a writer, emotional wellness coach, empath, and explorer of spirituality. My goal is to awaken the lightworker inside of you by discussing topics you may have previously thought out of reach. So welcome to Woo Woo 101, a down-to-earth approach to spirituality. As Dolly Parton once said, wildflowers don't care where they grow. So no matter where you are in your awakening, years in, or just starting to explore, you're exactly where you need to be. We're so grateful you're here and can't wait to grow with you. Welcome. This is another episode of the Soulful Wildflowers podcast. I am your host, Carrie Fox. We made it. It is officially 2022. And this is our first episode actually for 2022. And we are going to kick it off with a bang. I am here today with a special guest, Ashley Strong. And Ashley is an intuitive teacher, psychic medium, and mindset coach for those who are seeking to further understand their own intuitive nature, how to heal themselves on a soul level, and how to manifest the life of their dreams. She is also the host of the brand new podcast, The Spirited Life, a podcast on all things intuition, spiritual understanding, and manifesting. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's so good to be here. I'm so excited. And I didn't even know this was the first one of the new year. So I feel really special now. So thank you.
Yeah. You're, what do they say? Breaking the seal, or we're going for it. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, same here. I've been following you, Ashley, for quite some time now. I feel like when you kind of first stepped out and first started, and I know it's been an amazing journey for you. So I'd love to hear a little bit about that journey and where you kind of started from and how you became this intuitive teacher, intuitive person that you are today.
Oh, yeah, it has been a while. I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, I know we've worked together a few times, but I know it's been over the years, and it's like so hard to keep track of in your mind. I just, life has been so busy, but this past November, it just kind of hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, I've been full time in this for 6 years. Like it blows my mind. So my story is kind of a long one, but I'll try to keep it as short as possible. I feel like a lot of people can relate to it. So we're all intuitive. We don't all know it. It shows up very subtly for some, very intense for others. And then for people like me, it would kind of have its waxes and wanes, right? Like it would be very intense and overwhelming. And then sometimes there would be nothing. And I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm just crazy. So for me, it started at childhood. I remember actually seeing like apparitions, seeing things, talking to people. Like it was very physical for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The most intense was at my grandparents' house, which this still really blows my mind. I don't know what it was or what it was about, but at my grandparents' house, it was not an old house. They actually bought like the model of their neighborhood, and they had a pantry. And I remember when I was little, I hated going into that pantry because every time I went in there, I would hear a man's voice, like externally, not internally. So I'd like, the trash can was in there. So I'd like run in through the trash window and then run back out to the living room. Like,
not today, sir. Not today.
Yeah. And that was just, and I never really told anybody because when I tried to tell my mom, you know, like, Mom, there's like a man standing at the foot of my bed, or like, why do I see all these faces when I close my eyes? She's like, just go to bed, you know, like thought I was stalling, which if this hadn't happened to me, you know, who knows how I would have been with my kids, you know, like she probably did think I was just a kid that didn't want to go to bed. But that was my life, like my whole life. And I would see these blue and pink, like so many different color orbs, like all the time. And I'm just like, meh, this is stuff everyone sees. These dreams that I have, everyone has these, like, this is nothing special. Until And so I would get anxiety. I would feel things. I dealt with depression from the time I was like 10, 12 years old, really, really bad in my teenage years, like really, really bad. And it turned into this kind of OCD thing where I didn't know, you know, what spirit was. I didn't know that I was a psychic or a medium. I just thought, like, I was always very interested in that stuff. And I was really attracted to like ghost stories and scary movies and stuff because back then that's all we had. Like that was, you know, and I can explain about that in a few minutes about why, but I just thought, you know, I was depressed. I thought there was something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of developed these OCD tendencies of like, I would set up my room a certain way. My room had to be completely clean before I went to bed because I needed to know where everything was. I would look in my closet. I would look under my bed, and it sounds insane as an adult, but it was my way of trying to like control
things for sure.
Because I would get sleep paralysis. I would get terrible, terrible nightmares, like where I would feel things coming in, or I would see things. Like my dreams weren't like other people's dreams. My dreams were, I would wake up in the morning and I couldn't tell what was a dream and what was a reality because it was so intense. And so like I got put on, and I had learned how to control those. So I would learn how to wake myself up out of my dreams when it was a dream to like, I know it sounds strange. It was a subconscious thing. I trained myself. And then I got put on sleeping medicine. That was like the worst thing for me because then I couldn't wake myself up.
Control it anymore. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so I dealt with this, and long story short, you know, sometimes it would be that intense. And then other times somehow I would shut it down, but it felt like every time it came back, it was stronger and stronger and stronger until I bought my first house. And I was like 22 or 23, and I kept having dreams of friends that had passed, like friends, acquaintances, different people that had passed. And I was like, what is going on? And actually, sorry, let me backtrack. So no, that's right. let me backtrack. Just like 2 years. So 2 years before that, I was living at my grandparents' house. Same one I mentioned. And my grandma had already passed away. She was my best friend. My grandparents basically raised me. My mom was there, but they had me very young. So my grandparents really stepped up. And my door, I remember having a dream and my grandma was there and she's laughing. And I'm like, Grandma, will you stop? You're waking me up. Please stop. She had this like big infectious
boisterous
laugh.
Yeah.
And I literally woke up and my door was going like creepy. It was like making the sound. And I don't know to this day what made me say it, but I was like, Grandma, stop. And the door stopped. And I like walked over and shut it.
Okay.
Like, what just happened? I was very comforted, but also a little creeped out, you know? And
yeah.
So these kinds of things kept happening. Then I kept having the dreams of my friends, and I told my husband, I'm like, I think this house is haunted. And again, not an old house. I'm like, this house is haunted. There's a man, he's watching me. And my husband's like, this is long before I started anything. He's like, stop. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, we don't have a ghost. So he goes outside and talks to the neighbor after a couple months of living there. And our neighbor tells us, so the people that lived in your house before, they were hiding a fugitive or somebody who had murdered someone.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I jumped up and down. I was like, I told you. Ghost. And he's like, why would the ghost be here? I was like, I don't know. I guess he's looking for the person, you know, that took his life. And I don't know how I knew these things.
That's wild. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the dreams of like the friends that had passed, like I remember one was a good friend that I hadn't seen in probably 10 years, but he kept coming to me and he was being nasty and mean. And I was like, hey, Chris, his name was Chris. I was like, you can't come to me anymore if you're going to be this way. And then it stopped. So I told my best friend, and this is where this long story ends. I told my best friend and she's like, she's known me since I was 12. She was like, dude, you have always been weird. How do you not know this about yourself?
I love that.
It's like, you have always had this thing and like known things and people always come to you. And like, how do you not know it? She's like, but And her mom had always taken her to see a psychic. She was like, but think, yeah. And I knew nothing about any of that. You know, that was nothing my family talked about. And she's like, but I think that you need to be smart and you need to figure this thing out. And you need to figure out, like, cause she knew about my depression and everything. She's like, you need to figure out how to get happy. Then you need to kind of figure this stuff out. Like, you need to be smart. She told me to watch The Secret. And I was like, oh, this is like ridiculous. Yeah, like whatever. I'm just going to try it. And I remember that day before I even watched The Secret, like I stood in my kitchen because I was scared. Like I was scared to be alone. I was always feeling like I was being watched, like always hearing things, like internally and externally, seeing things out of my peripheral. And I was like, I'm so scared, or I'm so sick of being scared or feeling like I'm crazy. So I just like looked up, and I will never, this was my like defining moment. And I was like, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want, but I will do this thing. But the next time you scare me, I'm done, and I'm done forever. So if you need me to do this, show me the way, but I need your help. And then I just didn't really think about it. And I watched The Secret, and I was like, I'm going to try some of these silly things. Like, what's it going to hurt to do these affirmations and change my mindset? Cause I had no money at the time, you know? So I was like, it doesn't cost me anything to try. And I swear to God, Carrie, like I started just getting happier and fully, like I made that my full-time job to like, I want to be one of those happy people.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as I did, like my life changed so quickly. Like I started manifesting, I started meditating, and my gifts just went like 0 to 60. And I started blogging about it because I'm like, I don't know what to do with all of this, but if this is happening to me, it's probably happening to someone else and maybe I can help them. So I started this blog, and I remember the day there was like 25 views on a blog post. I was like, oh my God, you know, like, I didn't think anybody was seeing it. And then it just started happening. Like I was working at a job I hated, and I don't use that word lightly. It was draining the life out of me, but I know now why I needed that, why I needed every stepping stone to get to where I am. But it happened so fast. So just to put it into perspective, I started that blog, and within 7 months, I left my full-time job because I had so many people reaching out to me, like, help me, teach me how to do what you do. I'm going through this. Give me a reading. And that was over 6 years ago. So that's my big, long story.
That's amazing. No, I love that, because I think there are so many of us that, you know, go through this spiritual awakening of like, this can't be all that there is. And you're depressed and you're feeling, you know, your relationships are strained. You're feeling isolated because you're experiencing these things, but you're not able to articulate it or necessarily have the verbiage to like share it with other people. And when you do, they brush you off like, okay, you know, you're making this up, or, you know, you're being silly, that kind of thing. You're crazy. You know, so being able to have like a community, which is the purpose of Soulful Wildflowers community. I see a cat in the background there, but being able to have a community or have a mentor to tell you actually what you're seeing is real and valid, and what you're feeling is real and valid, I think is just such a beautiful place to be, to come from feeling depressed and scared and lonely to saying, you know what, I'm going to take this into my own hands and find a way to make joy out of it. Like, that's the whole reason I think we do this, is to help people through that process, to help them come out on the other side and recognize that these gifts, these things that you're experiencing, can be a blessing. It doesn't mean you have to be a psychic medium, but you know, they can pivot your life into a positive direction. So I love that you shared your story. Thank you so much for that. I think a lot of listeners can definitely relate to it. I know I can.
Yeah. I forget how I found them, but it was the Meter sisters, Amanda Meter and Sarah. And I had found that they don't have a podcast anymore, but it was like, so this is probably close to 8 years ago that I found them. And I was like, wait, this is what happened to me, and this happened to me. But my thing was back then, now we have this whole, I feel like there's this whole space, right? Of people who are, yes, who are doing what you're doing and what I'm doing. Back then, there was like maybe three or four that I had found. And so when I'm Googling, you know, like, why do I see faces when I close my eyes? Which is like now my number one blog that people read. But like, I'm like, why do I see faces? Why does this happen? Why does this happen? I was running across so many different things that weren't relatable to me. Like, she was the only person I found that put it in like normal terms that I could understand. Mm. Like, one blog was like, well, you're going to hell if you have these experiences. And then I'm like, well, that sucks. You know, like, that's not what I was looking for.
That's not great.
The other one was like, you're absolutely crazy. And then another one was just so out there that I could not even comprehend. And so when I started my blog, like, my, I guess you call it like the tagline or whatever, has not changed since I first opened the blog. And that is bringing spirituality back down to earth. Because yes, I love like that. You said, and I try to explain this to people all the time. I'm like, you, when I tell them like, hey, well, you have these intuitive gifts and this is how they're showing up. And people are like, yeah, but I don't want to like give readings. You don't need to give readings mm-hmm. or be a medium to utilize this. Like, I utilize this in relationships, friendships, business, like every single day. I mean, there have been times where I'm lost, literally in the middle of nowhere. My GPS is not working with a screaming baby in the back of the car. And I'm like,
yes,
please help me, please. And I'll just kind of know, and that's clear cognizance. I'll just know which way to turn. Somehow I got back on a main road, you know, like it shows up in everything we do. Because it's who we are. Like, I know everybody says this, we're spirit having a human experience. We are here to learn lessons. We are here to grow. Like, I always say, it's kind of like going to college, right? Like, you leave home, you're going here, you're off on your own. You have all these lessons to learn, all of these teachings, and you've got to
do your own laundry.
Do things on your own. Yeah. And then it's like, well, once you learn and you grow and then you level up, and that's what we get to keep doing. And that's why we're here. But I think right now at this time in particular, we are all here for very specific reasons. Like, I think we are meant to raise the vibration of this world. Like, I could start channeling right now, but I feel like we are meant to really help shift things. And that's why the world's being rattled. And that's why so many people are awakening right now. And they're like, what's happening to me? My views are different than they used to be. I'm seeing mm-hmm. people different than they used to. And, you know, their intuition starting to show up. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people don't even know what to do with it. Like, they don't even know if they should trust themselves or, you know.
I like how you say, you know, like you said, and that's one of the reasons that I was attracted to your writings back many years ago when I first started following you, was because it was down to earth. Like, I'm just a mom who lives on a farm and I have a couple of jobs, and like, I'm pretty, you know, I drink a lot of coffee. I'm pretty basic, you know, like there's nothing, you know, I don't, and it's so interesting because my dad who has passed and my brother who's still here. They're both tattoo artists. So covered in tattoos. My dad had a ton of piercings. He was a biker, like hardcore. He just like lived life to the fullest. Like he was the epitome of like living life to your absolute fullest. And I could not have been like further from that growing up. I was very shy, very quiet, like kept in my little box. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting because, you know, we have this, at least for me personally, you know, I thought I had to be a certain way. Like, I had to dye my hair and have piercings and tattoos and like be really goth or be really indie, or like you said, a hippie, or, you know what I mean? Like a certain way to be intuitive. And that's not the case. Like, intuition really is for everybody. You're born with it. You're born with the muscle. It's just like anybody else with a basketball player, softball player, you know, are you going to train yourself to use that muscle and then learn how to use it safely or, you know, for its intended purpose. So I think that just to piggyback on what you were saying, that it intuition and being able to open yourself to receiving guidance is available for everybody. It's just how do you take that next step? So I'd love to hear, because like you said, we have collectively right now, people all over the place are waking up and recognizing there's more. So, you know, if there's a listener who's listening right now, and they're in that spot where they're just kind of waking up and they're like, I know there's more out there. I'm seeing things, I'm hearing things. Like, what's the next step for them? What would you recommend for them to do?
So it's funny you say that, because that was like, and that's what I hear a lot from my clients is, I don't know what I'm searching for. I don't know what I'm looking for. It feels like something is missing. It feels like there's a different truth. It feels like I'm not seeing something. Like, that, it's always that kind of thing where it's like, I feel like I'm supposed to be putting my finger on a button, but I don't know what button or why. Like, it's like they're lost, but, and you can feel it. That feeling comes from here. And I know that's what it was for me. Like, we can talk about our own truths and stuff with what's going on in the world. But for me, I was still, you know, 8 years ago, I'm like, I know there's a truth. I know that I'm not being told something. Like, there's something out there for me. And it was this, it was all of this, because once I started doing it, literally colors looked different to me. People looked different to me. Like, it just, things were more vibrant and soft. And I saw like life in the trees versus just seeing a tree. It's so, it sounds so hippy dippy, but it really is like, it changes you. It changes you in ways that you can't even imagine. So the first thing that I tell people is to, I tell people a lot of first things, but if I were to talk to somebody who came to me and they're like, listen, and I get this a lot, I get a lot of women, it seems to be like 40s and 50s that come to me and they're like, listen, I've always had these weird things that happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are. Like, I'll know things about somebody, or I'll have dreams, or, you know, this person came to me in a dream and I don't know what that was about. Weird, right? And I'm like, no, it's not weird. And they're like, well, what do I do with that? I'm like, well, first, you have to have a willingness. You have to have a willingness to want this in your life and to know that it's not bad. It's not evil. It's not wrong. It doesn't go against
remove the fear.
Anything. Yeah. Go and trust yourself. Trust that there's something out there for you. Trust that you're good enough and you are enough to receive these messages. Because I know for me, that was one of my big things. I was like, well, I know I believe in mediums and I believe in psychics, but like, not me, not little old me.
Yeah,
you know, but like, that's for special people, gifted people. And I'm like, now I'm like, no, this is who we are. Like, at our core, we are supposed to be tapping into it. And I think at this time, that is one of our collective soul lessons, is to learn how to tap into
rekindle
that guidance.
Yeah,
remember who
that.
We are. You know, and so I tell people, allow and trust and know that you're good enough, know that you're worthy. And then from there, it becomes an awareness, like how to bring that awareness to yourself. And so I don't think, and this is my thing, I have not got this from another teacher, but this is, I know there's a lot of people that teach either intuition or manifesting. Like, it seems that there's kind of like, or law of attraction. Sometimes it feels like there's like, you have to teach
separation.
One or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you cannot have your and self-development. So like all three things. I feel like you cannot develop your intuition without accepting and tapping into yourself. And I feel like you cannot manifest without knowing your intuition and tapping into yourself. And so like, I feel like they're all just kind of interlooped, because when you bring that awareness to yourself, who am I? What do I like? What makes me happy? Like you said, we think we're supposed to be a certain way, but like, who am I under all of that? Like, do I accept myself? Do I love myself? Well, if I don't, because I definitely didn't, I couldn't even say it in the mirror, which was like so sad to me. Like,
yeah.
I remember crying when I finally said, I love you in the mirror. And that's so sad to me now. Like, I feel so bad for that girl, but it like brings me to tears every time. But like, do I love myself? How do I feel? What do I want? Where am I hiding from myself? Where am I hiding who I am? And so as we start to bring that awareness to us, we bring the higher self closer. And the higher self is like, oh, You're ready for me. You want to talk to me. Okay. And so your higher self comes.
Here we go.
Then your vibration starts to raise. As your vibration starts to raise, you become more open to receiving what is meant for you. And so that is manifesting. That is love. That is people being kinder to you. That is messages from your divine spirit team, or your divine, or your spirit team, or however you look at it. So when you bring that awareness to yourself, I think we have to first have self-awareness. As we do that, we still have the intention to have, I can feel myself channeling because my eyes are like going up there. That's what they do when I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we bring that awareness to ourselves, then we can start to expand and still have the intention of, okay, well, I want to be guided. I want to be shown the way. I want this internal guidance to guide me, to show me the path. I don't know how to access it yet, but I'm willing and I'm available. And so the more that we work on ourselves and love ourselves and get closer with our higher selves, then we can start to expand that awareness to, okay, like in meditation, how does my body feel? How does just outside of me feel? How does just outside of that feel? And then when we, you know, I'm jumping a bunch of steps, but when we start calling in our guides, once we have that awareness, we can start to feel that energy around us. Or when we're driving, or when our head starts to tingle, you know, like these things that we brush off when we're
being present. Yeah. With your body and yourself, and recognizing what's happening as you're focused in the moment, not what's ahead, or, you know, worried about what you did yesterday. And, you know, what's the saying where anxiety is living in the future and depression is living in the past. It's like, you're here, you're present in the moment. You're able to feel in your body. You're able to pay attention to all the signs that are around you all the time. You just weren't paying attention, or you weren't that awareness, like you said, wasn't there yet because you were focused elsewhere.
Yeah. And there's, I just heard too, like observing. So the more that you have that awareness, the easier it gets to observe. So even when you're not in the present and there's a message trying to come through, once you have developed those senses, you know, like you were talking about the muscles. So your claircognizance, clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance, once you learn when those are trying to come through to you, like my big thing is I'll be like, oh, wait, like I am so in my head right now, but I hear something trying to come through. So let's pause all these thoughts and let's just observe what's actually trying to come through versus like the busy mind of the world around me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think meditation, I know, this used to drive me crazy. Like no matter what teacher you went to or what you found on the web, it always like meditate, start meditating. And I'd be like, why do I have to do this? It would be so frustrating. Yeah. But now I recognize that the purpose of meditation is really to help you practice becoming present to feeling your body. And like, we're talking about, you know, observing not just your thoughts, but like your physical body, physical sensations, auditory, the different clairs that you're talking about. And so I just want to jump in really quick. We are live in the Soulful Wildflowers Facebook group, and Ambrosia and Jane are on with us. So I just wanted to say hello. And if you guys have any questions for Ashley, feel free to chat them in the chat, and I would be happy to share them. So I just wanted to pause right there and acknowledge them and say hello.
Hi.
But and then we have a cat walking across here. Oh man, I lost my train of thought. Oh, so
making space for the messages to come through with meditation.
Yeah. And I want to jump back a little bit because we're talking about, allowance. So if you're somebody who's kind of new to this and you're going through your spiritual awakening, your self-discovery journey, and you're recognizing that there's more, one thing that for me personally, I found so helpful was, you know, and I think this goes to what you're saying, a willingness is to like almost play pretend. Like, let's just say, let's pretend that this is real. Let's pretend, because we've been conditioned for so long to think that these voices that we're hearing, these dreams that we're having, like there's nothing to them. It's no big deal. It's, you know, there's nothing there. And it takes a while to break that habit of ignoring and setting aside and brushing off these things. So I think this, like you said, the willingness to just see what is there and to just kind of, you know, you don't have to jump, you know, feet first and head and body and everything in, but just to be a willingness to listen, to observe, like you were saying earlier, and to really just give yourself space for it is what I'm hearing too, is like really give yourself space. Cause that's another thing for women in particular, I think, and you're a mom and a business owner. I know you can relate to this. Like it is so common for us to be spinning plates all day long and to have so many things up in the air that we never take the time for this self-discovery to really make space to figure out who we are. And I think that's a part of this whole journey. Like you were saying earlier, is that self-discovery is really making space for identifying who am I outside of being a mom or a spouse or a partner or an employee, right? Like what else is there to me? I think that's the longing that we're feeling. Some of that is really like, how do I reconnect back with myself?
Yeah. Well, and that part of like what people are missing, and I didn't know this, is that relationship with the higher self. And so if you can learn to just notice yourself, like love yourself, slow down, look in the mirror and like, who do I want to be today? How am I feel? Like check in. Cause we're, like you said, we're busy checking in with our kids or our clients or our spouses, you know, like we're doing all of these things. But if you don't have, how can I put this? If you don't believe that you are available for spirit to deliver messages to you, then how is it going to get to you? Like there's like a block. And so a lot of people will talk to me and they'll say, you know, like I hear things, I feel things, they're not always pleasant, or it comes in when I don't want it to, or like it's very fleeting. And I'm like, okay, well, have you invited your guides in? Have you asked for help? Have you talked to your higher self? And they're like, well, no, I don't know how to do that. But I'm like, that's all you have to do. The intention has to be there. And as you, again, like bring that awareness and just the intention to get closer to yourself is going to invite your higher self closer and closer and closer. And as you build that relationship with your higher self, then the rest of it is easy, because the rest of it, then your guides are like, hey girl, I'm here. Like, I'm going to come in and talk to you, because the higher self is like, here's what I have available for you today. Here, you're ready for this. You know, like something that I always do, and I think we can talk about, you know, like the different clairs and exercising those muscles with this too. But something I always do, especially when I'm flustered or I'm in very like human or mom or wife mode or whatever, and I can't see past my perspective at that moment, right? Then I'm like, okay, higher self, show this to me through your eyes. Higher self, show me this person through your eyes. Like, and every time I calm down and it shifts and it changes, and it's just that availability and that awareness. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And, you know, I think building that relationship with your higher self, with yourself, you know, getting to know yourself more really is a catapult for your self-discovery journey. Like I think when you're just tipping your toes in the water and you're like, I'm not really sure. Once you start connecting with yourself and like rediscovering who you are, so much happens, and beautifully too. Like it's like watching a flower bloom, right? Because you're just this little tiny bud. And then all of a sudden you're blossoming into who you were this entire time. Like it's not that you're becoming something new. It's that you already are this version of yourself. It's just you're stripping away all the things that no longer serve you, that were never meant for you in the first place, and right. really stepping into who you truly are. So I love this. I don't know. It just, like, I feel so much love in this thought, you know, like, just,
yeah. Well, you learn to appreciate yourself. And that was like the biggest thing for me, because I didn't know who I was either, because similar to you, my parents weren't covered in tattoos, but I was like so into punk music and that whole scene. And I was like, I have to look this way and act this way and like this. And, yeah. and so like, I started realizing then, you know, like you go into high school and you just have to be these many different versions. And
labels,
I was like,
and yeah.
I don't know who I am. Like that was my biggest realization when I did all this, is I never knew who I was. Like, I just didn't know myself. I knew what people wanted me to be. And then I started appreciating myself. And then like, there would be moments, it was almost as if I started seeing myself from outside of myself, like, no girl, you don't deserve this. Or yes, girl, you do deserve this. Go for it. You know, like different things. And I think that's our relationship building with our higher self. And so that's when I finally was like, okay. And I remember this because I didn't like meditation either. I was like, I don't want to do this. How do I sit through this? And now I'm like, please, my husband will be like, can you please go meditate? Like, I'll need to meditate.
My kids tell me that. That's yeah. so funny. Yeah.
Or like, and now I know that we can meditate and create space while walking or running or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's creating that space. But I remember sitting down and I didn't know about spirit guides. I didn't know about anything. And I was just like, it's the same kind of thing. I was like, whoever you are, show me what I need to see to heal. Cause I knew that I was carrying a lot of pain around. I didn't know what it was or where it was coming from. And I was like, show me what I need to see. And I remember crying, like purging, ugly crying, scene after scene after scene would come up that shouldn't be relevant to me as an adult, but I've been carrying around these things for so many years. And so I started doing what I know now is like a soul retrieval or an energy retrieval, where I started pulling energy back from those moments and like comforting my inner child. And it was so healing. And then it was like, after that, I started feeling my spirit guides. And so like, that's one thing that I tell people, you know, is like the relationship with yourself is the best thing you can do for your intuition. Mm-hmm. But I teach people, let's do it side by side. Like, let me uncomplicate this for you. Let me help you understand when you are trying to see things, but you're actually a clairaudient person. So of course you're struggling. Like you said muscles. I always say it like this. I'm like, you don't go in the gym and do bicep curls to get a bigger butt. Like, it's not going to work. You're working the wrong muscles. I'm awesome. In the gym all the time. So like, that's where my head is, but it's not going to work. And there's so many people that get frustrated because they feel like I'm hitting a wall. I'm going to all these websites and I'm doing the things that they're telling me to do. Well, like, babe, are you sure that you're clairvoyant? Or are you sure that you're clairaudient? And then it takes me 5 minutes to talk to someone. And I'm like, hey, actually, you know, you're clairaudient and you're clairsentient. Do you feel these tingles? Do you hear things? Do you ever hear your name being called? Do you like get messages? And do you talk to yourself all the time? Like, that is the biggest one. People that talk to themselves, either internally or externally, that love music but are overwhelmed by crowds and noises of people talking, like, these are all signs that you're clairaudient. And clairaudient, for people that don't know, is clear hearing. It is an intuitive sense, and it's my strongest one. So for me, it's like the easiest one, because it's like I just am talking to people. But for a long time, it made me feel crazy because I was talking to people.
You're like, why am I talking to these, you know, these random people in my head? That the voices don't stop. That doesn't sound good when I say it out loud.
Yeah, and you know, in any of the especially clairvoyance and clairaudience, when you're falling asleep or when you're waking up, you might find yourself in conversation or seeing things, you know, like as you kind of come to or fall asleep. But these are the things where people are like, well, I didn't know that that was a clair, you know, I didn't know about the clairs. I didn't know that was an intuitive or a psychic ability. And I'm like, yeah, it's a lot more than clairvoyance. And clairvoyance is a lot more than just seeing ghosts and dead people walking around everywhere. It's a lot different. It's seeing movies or stories play out that someone's telling you. It's seeing past somebody's perspective or perception of what they want you to see, you know, like it's so different and it's so subtle and it's so beautiful once you figure it out.
So clairvoyance is my strongest clair. And I remember, this was years ago, I was listening to a podcast that you were being interviewed on and you mentioned seeing, like a haze around the tree lines and an aura essentially around the tree lines. And that was clairvoyance. And I was like, I had no idea that like, this was not normal, that I just thought everybody saw this. And I remember like crying because it was validation that one, you're not crazy. And what you're seeing is real. Like there's truth to that. And so, you know, I highly recommend anybody who's listening, if you have never tried to explore what your clairs are, because like we were talking about earlier, I believe everybody is intuitive. It's just, you know, how strengthened is that muscle for you? You know, play around, look at, I know Ashley, you've got a ton of articles on your website about the clairs.
All you have to do is search one of the clairs and so many articles.
So, but play around and figure out which clair is your strongest and then kind of, play around with, you know, I think just the validation that some of the things that you are seeing or hearing and knowing that it's your intuition and not something that, you know, you've been brushing off for years. It's actually a tool that you can use to kind of get closer to yourself and catapult yourself on this self-discovery journey. I love that idea to just encourage everybody to take that next step and kind of figure out what their clair is.
Yeah. And it's so funny because one of my clients who's working with me, she signed up for a 6-month package and she signed up for like intuitive business coaching, meaning she wanted me to tap in for her to help her with her business. And I'm like, okay, but like we're going to develop your intuition along the way because you need this in your business. And she kind of was, she's actually a therapist. So she's like a little more down to earth, you know, a little more logical. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working together. I think we're coming up on like 5 months right now. But she went from like, yeah, like she was interested in it, obviously, or she wouldn't have been working with me. She knew and trusted that I could do it and that I could help her tap into her stuff. But the last like 2.5-3 months, she is like, oh my gosh, this is happening and this is happening and this is coming through. And I use this exercise and I got so much for my business. And, you know, like all of these
things. Awesome.
She's like, I knew I had spirit guides. I didn't know I could tap into them. Like, I never knew that was a thing. And she's like, and now I can see how I use this in my business before, but how I can really use it in my business now to like help even more. And it's just so fun to like watch people who don't believe that this is for them or like available
or accessible for them. Yeah.
Yeah. And then just see it like a blossom because hers was more, she was like, well, yeah, I do just know things and I just like know what to say. And I do like, sometimes I feel things. I'm like, that's your intuition. Like that's your intuition coming through for you. And I do this with people all the time and they're always just so blown away. They're like, wow, I can do this. I'm like, yeah, because it's who you are, you know, like, and like I said, before we even got on, like, I'm just so proud to see where you are now. Like when we worked together so long ago, like, it's just so good to see people that I work with. I'm like, yes, like do it. Help me, help me. Like, let's get more people. And like, let's help more people. And that's our job here, you know, like our purpose here. Like, and we all do it different ways and we're all going to show up in different ways. And that's why our intuition shows up in different ways. Like we're not all meant to, you know, channel. Some people are meant to read cards. Some people are meant to be healers. We're all meant to show up in different ways because people are going to be receptive to different people and different energies. But as long as we are showing up and like spreading this word and this message of like, hey, like you don't even have to believe in what I'm telling you, but just tune into yourself and listen to what she needs and you will be guided and you will know what to do. And if you're available for that, like the world becomes better, but your world gets so much better.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I get really passionate about
it. No, I love that. I mean, I'm thinking about what you were saying earlier about how collectively, you know, we're leveling up. And I think you're seeing all these light workers, these star seeds, whatever you want to call them, individuals really step into their passion, their purpose, because, you know, it's like, if the world is all black and it's completely dark, and then you have one person shines their light, and then the person next to them shines their light. It's like, you're noticing all these little pinpoints across the map that they're lighting up. And then that light is slowly like spreading out to illuminate collectively. See, again, visually clairvoyant.
I was about to say, you were seeing that, weren't you? I could see that.
Yeah.
You were like seeing it. Yeah. And that's people, this is how it works. Like, you think you're daydreaming, you think like, you know, like I'm just making this up in my head, but like, no, this is how it works. This is how clairvoyance comes through. And you're so right. Cause that's what I was saying earlier. Like when I started, there was like a handful of people, and now like, it's okay. It's okay to talk about this. And I remember like I had an alias when I started my website. So I was so nervous. I was like, what are people going to think? And then eventually I was like, you know what, if I'm going to do this, like, I'm going to do it all the way. Like, this is who I am.
Full body.
I have to do this. I there was something inside of me that was like, do it. You have to do it. And I was like, this is crazy. But now, you know, like, I'm so grateful. I get to teach people how to tap into something so beautiful. Like, it just feels, it's just so good. And I just appreciate what you're doing too. Cause we need to be spreading this. How to not spreading this word, but like teaching people how to tap into their own light.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that the community, because, you know, like you said, there was only a couple of individuals just a couple of years ago that were really talking about the clairs even and intuition and whether it's mediumship, like the labels are being removed. You can be totally goth and totally like punk or whatever, you know, whatever label you want to label yourself, or you can just be like Susie Homemaker and still tap into your intuition. Like there is no label anymore. And as we're removing those labels, we're giving permission to everyday people in all walks of life to be like, oh, this is something that's accessible to me too, that I can tap into, that, you know, it's not it's not a privilege to the few. It's something that everybody has access to. And the more others continue to show up and do this work and just share that, you know, this is available, you know, can you imagine one day, like as a child, you know, we were brushed off as crazy, or like, you're just making up, you want attention. That was a big one. You're being too sensitive. And now my kids, I'm like, oh, you feel something is off? Like, tell me more about it. Like, yep, oh, you're feeling over emotional. Well, let's talk about that feeling. Like, you know, so yeah. Just imagine when our kids are adults, how drastically different, I pray that the world's going to be. So just an amazing journey.
And, you know, I'm so grateful for this. Just, you know, that was a whole thing I didn't even think about, but just because of the different parenting style that I've been able to have, where, like, you know, I can teach him, let's take deep breaths. What color makes you happy? What color makes you sad? Let's breathe in the happy. Let's blow it out. Like, and at 2 years old, I have my son doing this and I didn't even think about it. I just knew it helped me. And then people are like, do you realize you're teaching him coping mechanisms that a lot of, you know, adults don't have? And I'm like, cool. And I will say, like, my kid and both of them, they're both incredibly intuitive, emotionally mature. I mean, they're still kids, but like, they will talk to me and I'm like, why are you sad? I don't know. Okay, well, let's take some deep breaths. Like, let's explore it. And, you know, same with their intuition. Our dog passed recently, and my son kept telling me, and I hadn't had any dreams about him, and doing what I do, I know that when we are still grieving, oftentimes it's really hard for our loved ones to come through because there's like a block there. We have to kind of move through our grief, and then they will start showing up and letting us know they're okay more and connecting with us. But immediately he's having dreams and Riker visited me last night. And I'm like, well, what did he do? And he's telling me all these things. And I'm like, do you know that was him visiting? He's like, oh yeah, he's here all the time. I heard his tail. Like, he's eight, like he almost eight. He does not make these things up. He's like a little old man. He will be the first to be like, I don't know about that. You know, like he is not making this stuff up. But, you know, like at three, he told me, he's like, I know that guy. And he pointed to a picture and it was my grandfather. And I was like, you do? And he's like, yeah, he is the one who brought me here. Yeah, he's like, he's the one who brought me here before I came to your tummy. I met him in the middle, and we're not religious. We're very spiritual, but we don't really talk about the religious aspects. And he's like, you know, he's like, it's that place in between heaven and when you come here. And I was just like, and that's, I said, wild. The same. I was like, tell me more, you know, like, I didn't want to like feed into him, but I'm like, okay, you know, like trying not to cry. And I was like, did he tell you anything?
That's,
he's like,
amazing.
I just told me he loved you. But the really cool thing is my son was born on his birthday, 3 months after he passed away.
That's awesome.
It's just amazing to see like the things that we're doing, we're more available for them too. And like, I also know that I have an awareness now where I can feel maybe that they're going through something, or I can feel that they're feeling my energy if my energy is being too big, you know, like it's all about awareness. Like tapping in is about awareness. Manifesting is about awareness, whether it's your vibration, where your thoughts are going. Like it's about, let's say, observing. I think it's all about observing.
That's a great word for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley, I feel like you and I could probably spew off multiple topics here and go forever. I would love to have you back on the podcast another time.
Thank you.
But tell folks, where can they find you on social media, your website? Like what would be best if they want to follow you, what you're up to, and get to know more about you?
Okay. So the website is always going to be best. It's lightloveandspirit.com. And then of course I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I think on Facebook it's Light, Love, and Spirit. On Instagram it's light_love_spirit. I'm on YouTube. And then I also just, when she said I have a brand new podcast, like brand new, it started yesterday. it's The Spirited Life. You can find it pretty much everywhere. I'm still working on Apple, and another one, but I'm on Spotify, you know, Stitcher, all of those. And that's The Spirited Life. And then if you guys are interested, if anybody watching is interested in developing their intuition and knowing more about these clairs and how to flex them, and even, I know for a lot of people, especially empaths and a lot of clairvoyant people, how to manage them, because we don't always want them to be
set boundaries.
Yeah, we need to learn boundaries. We need to tell spirit our boundaries and like turn them down, because we don't need to be at a 10 when we're going to the grocery store. Like that's overwhelming.
Absolutely.
So I have a course called the Intuitive Development Course. There's tons of videos. This is something that, and you know this, like I started this when I first started. This is what I used to teach, and it's developed. I like add to it every year. So there's like over 40 videos. It's like how to work with each of your clairs, your spirit guides, work past doubt and fear, like everything. So, and I gave you some codes too for your audience as well.
Yes. So I'm going to share those right now. So for the Soulful Wildflowers community, if you're listening to this podcast, I will share it in the show notes as well. Ashley has provided two super generous, discounts. So the first one is 15% off anything, so even her coaching, and it's good through January. So the code for that is SWF, or Soulful Wildflowers 15. And then the second discount, it's 25% discount on the Intuitive Development and Progression Program, which she just talked about, which is the 40 videos and understanding how to work with your intuition, your gifts. And that code is IDP25. And of course, again, I will add those into the show notes, so you can just copy and paste. And we'll also add different ways you can connect with Ashley in the show notes as well. So Ashley, this was amazing. Thank you so much for connecting with me. I just had a blast talking about all things spirituality and intuition with you. And I hope you have an amazing evening. Thank you so much.
You too, and thank you. And I can't wait to have you on the show once I get some things lined up. I'm excited.
I would love that. That would be awesome.
It's refreshing. It felt good to like have this conversation. So thank you so much. And thank you for everyone who's listening. I loved being here.
Thank you. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.